Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to apologize for something. We've been on the air now for 2 hours. Now, we've been on the radio for 2 hours, and you know, when we come in here after BT and Sal, I sit down, I turn the microphone on, I get the headphones in, and I start, you know, focused on the show, like thinking about the program, like what are we going to talk about? Where are we going? And I'm so hyper focused on doing this radio show with Tiki Barber. I didn't notice something until now, and I'm pissed. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm freaking pissed off right now.
Tell us.
We are sitting in the Mike Francesa studio where we normally do our show. And right over Tiki's head, or where Sean usually sits when he does his Cinco de Five-O, has always been this beautiful signed jersey of Pete Alonso. Mm. It has been a part of this studio now for multiple years. It's beautiful. It's part of the decor. And I just glanced up in the last few minutes, and it ain't there anymore.
You didn't notice when you had to walk in? You didn't have to, like, duck and dodge that thing?
No. I didn't notice because I was focused on sitting down doing right. I just didn't even see it.
Well, apparently it's gone because I have a problem that it was signed to Craig.
You have a problem that it was signed to Craig?
No, I don't. Oh, but apparently that was the talking point earlier today.
Oh, so they knew it was gone?
Of course they did.
I didn't know it was gone. I mean, wow. I'm so far, I didn't even know it was gone. It's disappeared. Now, first of all, that is a jersey that belongs to me and Craig. Now, Craig's gone. He's forgotten about it.
So it belongs to you.
It belongs to me. Plus, possession is 9/10 of the law. The problem is I'm not possession of it because it's not even here anymore.
I mean, first of all.
So where the hell is it? Let's start there.
Well, let's start here. It must not have meant that much to you if it's gone and you didn't notice for 2 hours.
Exactly.
Where is it? I did just see two guys with FS1 jackets walk it out. So.
I don't know
if that's true. All I know, Evan, is
All I know is that the Tiki Barber painting is getting appropriate positioning right now. It's exactly where it's supposed to be. Tiki Barber painting.
There were some emails. Go ahead, Tiki, if you want. And just there's going to be some furniture decorating as we go through the studio ahead of baseball.
Well, what the hell are we decorating? Don't tell me.
What?
Don't tell. No.
Well, just heard he's going to put up his Tiki Barber
thing. No problem with the Tiki Barber painting, as you can see on SNY. It's a beautiful painting. But now you got me nervous. What are you putting where the Pete Alonso jersey
was?
Good,
Tiki. I don't know what's going there. All I know is...
I know what's going there, and I got a big issue with this.
I was told they only want jerseys signed of players they know will be in New York beyond this year. So, for that standpoint, the Alonso jersey comes out. I don't know what they're going to do. All I was told is redecoration is in process.
Yeah, I got a fear about it. I know what they're going to do.
Uh-oh.
They're going to put that dopey A-Rod banner up there.
Oh.
That's what they're going to do.
That's interesting, Ev, because me and Tiki still have no idea where it is.
Right. Where is the dopey A-Rod banner?
Well, luckily, I better make sure I still have it.
Because it's certainly not hanging up there in place of it.
1 or 2 days? Okay, I get it. Like, a week now? Yeah. Almost two? That's, I mean, come on, Ev.
Yeah. And maybe, by the way, if you produce the A-Rod banner, maybe we'll let you have the Alonso thing and we'll stop it from heading down to the Craig studio.
All right. That's a fair deal. I will track down that A-Rod banner. But I just feel dirty that you're going to replace where the Pete Alonso jersey was with an A-Rod banner?
It's temporarily replaced by me, so it's acceptable.
I got no problem with the painting of Tiki Barber. I got a problem that you took down, or someone took down, the Pete Alonso jersey to put the A-Rod retirement
We don't know that that's where it's going.
That's clearly what's happening.
I don't know that.
I see that look on your face, especially when you say we're doing redecorations, and I'm not here on Friday. I know what's going on.
I guess, you know, you're going to have to tune in from Florida to see what's going on.
You take days off.
Yeah.
So does the Pete Alonso jersey have a new home?
I don't know, but it's either mine or Craig's.
I'm asking Sean. It's in our studio. We are a team here. Yeah, granted, A-Rod Day, the banner, no one should wear 13. But why does Pete have to
Alonso jersey now? Do you know?
I know where it is. Let's just say it's getting washed. Some people defecated on it.
Come on.
All I know is I'm looking at those SNY signs. It says Evan and Tiki. It doesn't say Carton Roberts. That was a Carton Roberts thing. It's gone. Deal with it.
Well, first of all, it has nothing to do with Carton. I understand that we got it from that, but it's a Pete Alonso jersey who plays for the New York Mets.
now.
Home run today in a spring training game.
At a charity event, it was given to you. Charity.
The same thing, Sean.
For now?
For now.
Look, the Alonzo jersey was hung very proud. I'm very happy that it came from a charity event. Unfortunately, time passes. Things come down.
Shows change. Priorities are different.
Okay. I will make you this deal. I will get you the A-Rod banner that I did take. I admit that. I'm coming clean.
Oh.
I have the A-Rod banner. I did clean it. That all's true. I will give you the A-Rod banner in return for my Pete Alonso jersey.
I'll think about it.
You'll think about it?
I'll think about it, because I also don't like you lied. You, right. you put this on Al Cintra.
Right. I did.
Right.
We are no longer a Pete Alonso studio. We are an Alex Rodriguez studio.
And what's the story about you not liking it because it was signed by Craig? Where'd that come from?
Somebody made that up.
Oh, somebody made that up?
Of course.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like I spoke to Robert Saleh last night.
I didn't realize it was signed to you, to you and Craig.
Now, let me get to something that's near and dear to my heart. And that is our beautiful arenas and stadiums in this area. Last night, I went to Madison Square Garden. The Knicks did lose. And look, the reality of the Knicks, they are so banged up right now. I actually give them credit that they put a scare in me and my buddy who's a Pelican fan. I thought the Knicks fought. They stayed in the game. Every time New Orleans looked like they were going to pull away, the Knicks would fight back and claw back. And considering you're relying on Deuce McBride and the big Ragu and Josh Hart, who got bloodied in the first quarter and the ridiculous officials missed it, that was and on a back-to-back, that was an uphill battle. Now, the reality is the Knicks are in survive mode. They have to survive. And when we get into that more, especially the concern around Jalen Brunson. So I went to the game. What I'm trying to say is I'm not mocking you guys for losing last night. I'm not being that kind of guy.
I just ran out of gas, man.
They really did. I mean, there's no joke coming. But I went to Madison Square Garden last night, and I was reminded that that is the best arena and best stadium in this
area. When was the last time you went?
With you.
Was it the suite? We were in the suite.
Yeah, we went in the suite and saw them just destroy the Portland Trailblazers.
That's right.
But I don't even consider that a real experience because we were hootie patootie.
We're isolated. Yeah. We're kind of hanging out.
I was hanging out with the real people on the Chase Bridge at Madison Square Garden last night. Let me tell you why the Garden is the best arena in the world. First of all, when I went through the security lines, they were fast and they were efficient. They don't do that at other stadiums. They take forever. You want me to call out stadiums? I'll do it. Yankee Stadium.
Barclays
Center. I'll call out both of them. So I'm an equal opportunity offender. Dude, you guys take forever. We're not going on an airplane. We're going inside an arena. At Madison Square Garden, they were quick and they were efficient. That's number one. Number two, they got the new technology, right? I put my phone on this scanner and they allow me in. At other arenas, the scanners don't work. We're having issues. I don't know what's wrong. At Madison Square Garden, boom, efficient. That's number two.
By the way, just real briefly, when I went to the Knick Blazer game, the scanners were down at the tower.
I don't know what you're talking about. I can only speak about my experience. And then here's number three, and this is really going to resonate with Sean Morash. When I walked into Madison Square Garden last night, I was hungry. I was really hungry. And they sell out every game, man. And I'm there 20 minutes before. But they had so many concessions open that it was quick. I walked right up and I said, I'd like to have two paninis. Not one, two.
Fat, fat, fat.
I was hungry. You're damn right I was fat. I got the Calabrese and I got the Italian. And this Italian one's new because what they did up there, oh my God, Madison Square Garden, I love you.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They chopped up the meat into little tiny pieces.
Give me the meat. I want the meat. So you don't even got to chew it.
Oh, my God.
You just got to taste it and swallow it.
Oh, that's all I did. They put it on the bun. All the pieces, the pastrami, the prosciutto, the bologna, the ham, every piece of meat that was there, tiny, like a little tiny square.
By the way, you just described not an Italian sandwich. It's not a bologna or pastrami on it.
Whatever meat was on it, I don't even know.
Salami, pepperoni, capicola.
Yeah, capicola, all that. Whatever was on it. I'm no expert on this. I'm only an expert on eating and efficiency, unlike the Jets. All these little tiny pieces, and they're just like melting in my mouth. I'm sitting there on my Chase Bridge seats with my little bar stool table, and I am, I can't use the word, but I'm very, it starts with an O.
I mean, it was like sex, let's be honest. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
Is that why I saw your feet up later on?
Yes.
You were in relaxed and chill mode, afterglow mode?
Yes! Like,
was it an unbutton the pants kind of panini?
Oh, it was? Because I ate two paninis. And then they give you a massive discount if you're a Chase customer. Well, guess what? I'm a Chase customer. So I'm getting a discount. The food is melting in my mouth. And here's the reality, Mets, because I got to call you guys out. I've already ripped the Yankees. I've already ripped the Nets. Let me talk about the New York Mets. You got a lot of great food options. I love Citi Field's food. You're number two. Mm-hmm. You're number two in this town. Because there is nothing at Citi Field as good as that Italian sandwich panini. I'll give him some of my meat that I devoured at Madison Square Garden last night. And this is the problem with all you people out there. Last night, I put a tweet out, very innocent tweet, saying I had a great night at Madison Square Garden. It was a selfie. I did a selfie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A little self-action.
Yes, with your socks.
I didn't include the socks in that picture. That picture was a private picture sent to you guys, okay? Let's leave that one alone.
Bad job by me.
Yeah, real bad job by you. You're lucky you didn't get strung up by him.
Excuse me? What was wrong with my... First
they
of all...
They were net socks. That's what was wrong with them.
That was private, Kinky.
And he wore three of them.
And I wore three of them. But that picture I took of myself at Madison Square Garden all happy, saying I had a great night. Oh, my God. People thought I was trolling. I wasn't trolling. Mm. I love your arena. I love the experience.
You were trolling a little bit.
No, I'm not.
It was a blowout.
First of all, it was very competitive for three quarters. That's right. Number one. And number two, I wasn't even commenting about the game. I was commenting on my evening.
The jelly donut.
I had a great night at the Garden.
So are we hearing that despite being an avid Nets fan, you have better evenings when you go watch the Knicks?
Let's go Knicks.
Yes. Yeah, you want me to be perfectly honest with you? I said this comment to my wife. I said it on the phone, so maybe someone overheard it. I apologize. It's just true. I said to my wife, honey, this has nothing to do with wins and losses, what I'm about to tell you. And she says, what? I said, life would be easier if I was a Knicks fan.
Well, and a Giants fan.
I didn't say that
And a Yankee
part.
Fan.
I didn't say that part.
And a Rangers fan. Should we keep going?
No. The experience, because here's the other thing I did. Can I give a life hack to everybody out there? Dude, parking around Madison Square Garden's easy.
Yeah, simple.
It's really, really easy. 8th Avenue, start at about 25th Street. Dude, all the parking becomes legal at 7 o'clock. Now, if you really want to get close like I did last night because it was raining, and this is why it was such a beautiful night, I parked one block away from the entrance, but there was a meter. And I said to myself...
Okay, but pay the meter. It's fine.
Nah. I said, screw this.
You're going to try to get away with it?
They're not going to give me a ticket.
Oh.
Because if I pay the meter, it's $15 for 2 hours. That's way too expensive.
What?
That's $30 for 4 hours. Give me a freaking break.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
If I get a ticket, what's the ticket going to cost? $65?
Yeah.
Give me the bet that they're not giving me a ticket. So when I said I had a great night last night, I parked a block away. I had the greatest panini ever made in New York City.
Okay, you got me. Give me that sausage.
And then when the game ended, I went downstairs, went to my car. No ticket! Dude, I had one of the great nights of all time and had nothing to do with Zion Williamson being your daddy.
Oh, excuse me.
That's my thoughts.
That's the experience of a New Yorker. When you park and you don't get a ticket, when you know you're parking illegally, you know that you shouldn't be, you had no business. You should go the extra block and just stick it in the garage. But then you weigh the thought, God, this guy's going to be slow as hell. Now, when I have to get the ticket, and when I come back, there's going to be 30,000 people in line here.
Bingo.
And I'm never going to get my car, and I'm going to get home an hour later. You know what? I'll take the ticket.
Yes.
It's worth it. I might as well pay the $65 on the street as opposed to the $50 in the garage.
100%.
That's a New York experience.
Dude, my whole night was a New York experience. One of the great paninis of all time, two of them. Not getting the ticket, quick access to the car. Great people at Madison Square Garden. Like, you guys are great people. You guys are classy. I love that place. Garden's number one. Garden's number one. And you know what last place is?
You feel good about this?
Yeah, does this make you feel good, Luke?
I see right through it.
There's nothing to see right through. I love the Garden.
I think he's being genuine.
Oh, thank you. I am.
I agree. I think he's being genuine on the part that the Garden is the greatest arena in the history of arenas. There's no disputing that. But the tweet he put out last night in the picture was condescending and douchey. And you know it. Because
I had a good night at the Garden.
Yeah. Right after the loss, you got to post that? You can't wait for the next day?
Well,
Why does they lose?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I did it right. Because it was, as my night was ending, as I was saying to my friend Nick, hey, great hanging out with you. Great seeing you. I got to go. It was an exclamation point to my night. And like I said to start this, the Knicks, that was a tough game to win. Like, I'm not ripping them for the loss. Like, it happens, man. Yeah. They got to get healthy, which is the key. I think the Garden is awesome. And the Chase Bridge, here's the other thing. I'm not being condescending. I'm being deathly truth here. The Chase Bridge is one of the most underrated seats in all of New York sports. And that goes for Ranger games, right, Sean? How great is that seat for a Ranger game?
You got the all 22. Well, the all 10. But
yeah, same thing in the NBA. Like, dude, that view up there, you're hanging over the action.
You see everything.
You see everything.
They've found a way to crisp up sitting in nosebleeds. It's a weird concept.
Dude, so right. That is the best nosebleed seat in all of sports. So what I mean, and I'm being genuine here, what I mean about the beauty of Madison Square Garden is not the history crap. Like, no, I'm not doing that because that's BS.
Right. That's not you're not a fan of the team.
I'm not. So. I'm not playing that game. What I'm telling you is the experience of going to a game. What you want when you go to a game is you want convenience, Madison Square Garden. You want good food, Madison Square Garden. You want discounts, Chase customer, Madison Square Garden. You want an underrated view, the Chase Bridge. Madison Square Garden. You want easy in, easy out. Madison Square Garden. MetLife Stadium, Citi Field, Yankee Stadium, Barclays Center, The Rock, UBS. You all can stick it. It's not even close. MSG's number one. And that pains me because I don't root for the Rangers or Knicks. I don't. But from an experience standpoint, you guys win.
All right, we get it. You want Emily Ratajkowski seats. We understand.
You think that's what this is about?
It sounds like you're trying to get courtside.
But you didn't. No, and he didn't bring up the experience in the photo he posted.
What was it?
So basically, here's the bottom line.
You left it open for interpretation.
Correct.
And most people who are going to look at that photo, knowing that you're a Net fan, are going to interpret it polar opposite from what you just described. Completely.
I can't help if people are sensitive.
No,
you got to clarify.
Teak, here's the problem. Knicks lost last night. This guy, Net fan, leader of the coalition Nick haters, came into our living room, took a dump in our bathroom, didn't flush, ate our food, put his feet on the couch and said, had a great experience.
Right. And then picked the seat up because he wanted to piss off
Bingo. Your wife. Exactly. And then he wants to come on the air, hey, you guys got a great arena, which is condescending because the basketball team's struggling right now. So he's putting over the arena. You got great food. He's not saying they have a great team. He's saying they have a great candy and a pastrami sandwich. Yeah. I see right through your crap.
No, I love the place.
Okay. It doesn't love you.
If we had to power rank the arena and stadiums in this town, okay, in my humble opinion, I go MSG number one. I go Citi Field number two. Okay? I get stuck at three. Hmm. I think I go Yankee Stadium three. And then I go UBS.
I've been there.
Barclays.
Yet, so I can't co-sign it. First three, I got you.
Prudential and MetLife is last. Where would you go, Sean? You've been to all these places, right?
I have. The Rock is number one for me.
What?
I know. Stunning. And it's not easy for me to get to, but for just pound-for-pound arena experience, I love the
Prudential. How do you get to Rock number one? No offense to The Rock, but like I can't stand going to The Rock.
Look, again, I think it's a pain in the ass for me to get to, but when I am in the building, granted, bougie seats, there is nothing better than their ice bar lounge sitting there. The beer's on. It's the best. The concourse, it's like a I don't know, a perfect place that celebrates. They did everything that we bashed the other teams for doing about celebrating their team. I don't even like the Devils. Mm-hmm. I love The Rock. The Rock's number one.
Wow.
Yeah. I go Madison Square Garden 2.
Okay, fair enough.
And then I go Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, and I think they're very neck and neck.
And MetLife Stadium is last. We're all in agreement on that?
I probably go UBS.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
No, it's not a shot at the Islanders. Ridiculous.
It's not a shot
There's
at the Islanders.
There's no reason UBS should be last other than you being a hater.
No.
MetLife Stadium is last. Well, that's the one thing we could all agree on, right? Like, all of us could agree on that?
I've changed on MetLife.
Why?
After I went to the stadium series, I realized it's about the team stinking. The building's actually nice. The inside of the building. The outside looks very boring.
What you're saying, Sean, is that the teams are so bad, it makes us leave there having a bad feeling about the stadium, even though it's not that bad of a stadium.
There's a ton of bathroom space. The food options are actually awesome.
My only issue with MetLife is it's concrete and wide open. When it's cold, it's freezing.
True.
Just slightly cold, it's freezing.
But when it's not cold, it's a beautiful place. Outside looks like a toaster oven. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. Inside, if you experience it for a good hopping moment, I'm telling you, leave with a different taste in your mouth about MetLife. UBS, I think it was a swing and a miss, man. Yeah, and it's not a shot. I don't think it's an ugly. I think we're very blessed in this area.
The only issue with UBS so far has been the parking.
Yeah, it's a big issue.
Which I've been told they have fixed and is a lot better. My early experiences at UBS were rough.
But when you get inside that arena, first of all, can I tell you one thing about UBS that's number one over Madison Square Garden? Like, it's almost like these grades. Like, there are different aspects of it. Here's what UBS has over every other place in the building. I've never seen a place with as many bathrooms. They are so loaded with bathrooms. Bathroom here, bathroom there, bathroom here. I mean, you got to go, bro, there's a spot for you.
So it makes it family friendly. Because if you have kids, you don't want to have to go miles to go find a bathroom.
Or if you've drank a lot of beer and you broke the seal and you got to go like every seven minutes. Which is something I deal with sometimes.
One of us at UBS is underwhelming food options, and I know they're building up that little village, but the only place to go pregame is at Belmont Hall, and there is zero price reduction from a price of beer or anything you get in the building. It almost makes it not worth it to go in there.
How many times have you been to UBS?
I went once for an Old Dominion concert.
That's not enough, dude.
And you that was the way I walked away.
You haven't been there for a sporting event.
I'm hoping to get there for Rangers Islanders in April.
Yeah, you can't judge.
I was just there in December. It's awesome. Yeah, it was my first time there. It was great.
Sat in the owner's
And seat. I'd like to thank John Ledecky and the Islanders. They do a great
job. No. Hold on. Sean is right. You can't count when you're in the suite.
Especially the owner's suite.
Yeah, I even said that earlier about the Garden when Tiki said, we were talking about our experience in the suite. I said, I can't count that. I'm talking to Chase Bridge. Like, you got to be a real human. You can't be just, you know, in a suite, because that's not most people.
I'm taking myself out of the suite experience. I'm just talking about the arena, the amenities, the bar that he talked about.
You never went to any of that. You were in a suite.
What do you think? I just woke up and I was in the suite. I walked through the building. I went to UBS Arena.
Yeah, but you didn't experience the game in a seat.
Yeah.
No,
you experienced the game in a suite. Yeah.
Thank you, Islanders, again.
You can thank them all day, and I'm glad you had the experience, but it doesn't count.
I still think it does, but all right, whatever.
No, it doesn't. Dude, I've had great experiences in the suite, and it's fantastic, but when I'm judging an arena, I want to be fair with the audience. I'm not judging it based on that experience. I'm judging it based on sitting in stands, which I do most of the time.
So when we went to the Yankee game and we're in Legends, that's a totally different experience. By the way, best experience of any arena stadium in the New York is Legends at Yankee Stadium. But I've also sat in the other seats, so I've seen both. Yeah. I was at the arena. I saw it. We sat in seats.
When have you sat in seats at UBS Arena?
I did, at the same night.
In UBS Arena?
The same night.
You didn't sit in seats. Yeah. You were in a suite.
No, we sat right behind the net. But we sat in the seats right behind the net. It was great. You could see the ice flying
on the first row.
Yeah, he wasn't a common folk like I was.
Have you been to any Islander game or any UBS Arena event besides that one suite event you went to?
No.
Shut up!
But I'd be happy to come back.
I'm sure you would.
It was great, though.
Wait, so what'd you rank? You said UBS is number one?
You sell or such sellouts.
They really are.
Wow, give me free stuff. I'll love you for life. Right. I'm like a dog. I think the overall best experience, you're going to think I'm nuts, Yankee Stadium. I think it's the most fun in terms of the bars around it, Legends I just brought up, the food. I think the best experience. I think Citi Field is prettier, if that makes sense, better building.
No, I think
Yankee Stadium, best experience for a fan in New York,
so,
New Jersey.
Here's where I think it's close.
And it's actually really easy to get to if you want to take public transportation.
Totally. Yep. They drop you right off.
No doubt. But that's the advantage the Garden has, too. Yeah. Like, the Garden is in Manhattan. It's got every train in the world. It's got LIRR. And like I mentioned, I drove there and parked in like 30 seconds. I put Garden number one. I've made that clear. I think what's really close after that is our two baseball stadiums. I think that the Mets and the Yankees hit a gold mine. No, Yankee Stadium and Citi Field are very unique. They're very different, but they're both really, really good. Again, the one thing we could all agree on is that MetLife Stadium needs to go away. It needs to disappear.
But it's not.
It looks like an alien spaceship that landed down in the middle of a swamp, and somehow we need to send it back. We got to send it back to outer space.
The best hockey building in the area.
Stop it, man. It's not, though, and you know it. Let's go to Vinny in Staten Island. What's up, Vinny?
What do you say, Ev? How you doing, kid?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Good. What do you say, Duke?
What's up? All's good.
Just you're missing one sandwich, and I pretty much like you. I've been to I haven't been to UBS Arena yet, but
okay.
The Pat LaFrieda steak sandwich on the concourse. In Citi Field blows anything away.
Okay.
Sorry.
I've had it, and I appreciate you bringing it up. You want a critique?
I have not had it.
It is an amazing, amazing sandwich.
What's wrong with it?
We're going to break this down. We're going to talk about the top of the top. You want to bring the Pat LaFrieda steak sandwich? You know, compare it to the paninis at Madison Square Garden? Here's the difference. When I ordered my paninis last night at Madison Square Garden, I timed it. 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And it was spectacular. When I ordered my Pat LaFrieda steak at Citi Field, and when I had it, it was on the promenade level. Not sure it's still there. That's the upper level of Citi Field behind home plate. 31 minutes.
What?
Yeah, because it's steak, and they got to cook it. And so, as great as it was, I agree with Vinny. An amazing sandwich had the
How do you even order that at a game?
Well, I got lucky. I did it an hour before the game.
Oh, I see.
So I was lucky. But if you do that in the middle of the game, dude, they have TVs everywhere, which is nice.
Yeah, but
you're basically missing the game.
Is it? Haven't they started like pre-cooking the steaks during the game?
I don't know, man. So
can't the game experience be different than the pregame experience? Because think about it. Like you're an hour before the game. We haven't really taken the steaks out. You can't tell me that they cook all of those steaks order.
I'm telling you,
right when you order it. There's no way.
Dude, it takes forever. It takes
forever. Give me the meat. I want the meat.
Great sandwich takes forever, and I'm sorry. We're only at that game, especially now with the pitch clock, for 2.5 hours. I don't have a lot of time.
I mean, the spring training game today took less than 2 hours.
1 hour, 59 minutes. By the way, we're on SNY, and SNY, I want to explain to our TV audience, I'm very excited. My books have arrived, and so they are displayed in front of me, My Mets Bible, which you could pre-order now on Amazon.
You're officially published.
That's right. Now, I hear there's some controversy about my book.
What is it?
All right. Take it out, and I'll read it to you. Thank you, SNY, for doing a close-up of it. My acknowledgments section. There is some controversy about who has been acknowledged and who hasn't been acknowledged.
Big-time controversy.
So let's go through who was acknowledged real quick.
Okay.
My parents, my sister, my wife, my kids. Next up on the list, and tell me if the order bothers you, Craig Carton.
No.
My former radio partner, Craig Carton, likes to take credit for stuff, but he truly was the one who put this idea in my head.
So he deserves it. He deserves it.
Thank you, Craig.
He deserves that.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure. Then we got my agent, Maury. Mm-hmm. Then we got Joe Beningo.
Joe B., longtime partner.
After Joe B., we got Tiki Barber.
Oh.
Do you want to hear what I wrote?
Yes.
Tiki Barber made the transition to afternoon drive so much easier because he's a dedicated professional, a damn good radio host, and one of the sweetest guys you'll ever meet. I also want to thank Tom Lugauer and Sean Morash, who have done an excellent job on our afternoon radio show and helped maintain the success we previously had. So,
what's wrong with that?
Are you good with that, Luke?
I'm beyond touched because, to be honest, you wrote the whole book before I joined you. So, thank you.
Yeah, that was a tough spot. I almost felt like with you and Tiki because the book was done before we started working together. But I felt like the book's going to come out. We're doing a show. How am I not thanking Tiki Barber and Sean Morash?
Appreciate it.
You didn't like your thank you, Luke?
I appreciate the heads up or the thank you, and I don't want to sound like a bad guy. Not great. Not great.
Not great.
Well, number one, you lumped us together. You didn't say what I do individually that was great. By the way, I was with you on both shows. I was with you on Saturday, so I've really been with you forever. Why are you lumping me in with Morash? And it was vague. You gave all these nice things I said about Tiki, and you were vague. So I appreciate it, but, you got to work on that next time.
Yeah, but think about this.
Next book.
And this is where I'm going to take some heat. Chris McMonagle, Big Mac, who was on the previous show where I was writing the book, I never mentioned in my acknowledgments, and I can already sense that angry text message he's going to send me.
Well, Big Mac didn't do anything. He shouldn't be in the book.
Oh. Whoa. What did you do for the book?
I don't know. I've gone to Met games with you and had to sit there
and
watch
the
score.
Here's what he's doing. He's holding it right now.
That's true. Thank
he's
you for holding
it right now.
So apparently, there's a big controversy about someone I left out in the acknowledgments. I also included Spike. I included Chernoff. I included my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, one of my dearest friends, Patrick.
Did you not include your wife?
I include my wife. That was the first thing I mentioned.
All right, just making sure.
Very nice touching thing you wrote.
Just making sure.
And I included Patrick because he inspired the book. That's why some other friends weren't mentioned.
He went,
they didn't inspire
He me. Went wife and Craig. So let me translate that. Those are the two people that would have complained if they weren't first and second. And Evan knows it.
But the person that I've gotten a lot of heat for not including, and I got it from Spike, I got it from Loogie, I got it from Sean. Spike said it was embarrassing I didn't thank the person.
Embarrassing? Your dad?
No, of course I thanked my dad.
Just making sure. I'm just asking.
The person who works here, who I did not mention, was the producer and sort of co-host of Rico Brogna.
Subscribe and listen to the Rico Brogna Podcast.
Pete Hoffman. I never mentioned Pete Hoffman. Wow. And considering I do a Mets podcast, that is being frowned upon since I wrote a Mets book, My Mets Bible. Now, your thoughts. Did I screw up?
When did you do that? When did you write that?
The acknowledgments?
The acknowledgement. I know when you wrote the book, but when did you write the acknowledgements?
A couple of months ago. That's how your guys are included in it.
So, see, what's happening is, you got enamored. You're in the honeymoon phase with us still. It's not a year yet.
Yeah.
And so in the honeymoon phase, it's all about like the love of the team. Hoff's not on that team.
Well,
so,
he is on the team. I know, I do the Rico
but
with
it pre-exists. It's like your polygamous pre-marriage, right? And so,
well, the problem is
this is the new marriage, and the new marriage is superseding the old marriage. And well, so you just forgot him.
I forgot Peter. I got to admit.
And I think it was a genuine just forgot.
I forgot
There's no
Peter.
Malice aforethought there. It's just a genuine forgot.
I'm uncomfortable that I'm mentioned in Peter. That it is a bad job on epic proportions.
On epic proportions?
First of all, the Rico Bronya, this book is essentially the Rico Bronya in words, right? Pete is there recording with you day in, day out in the season, midnight, 1 a.m., whatever, and you don't give the guy a slight
mention?
Do
you mention Rico Bronya in the pod, in the book?
Oh, Rico Bronya, the player or the podcast?
Just any of it.
Yeah, there's
player,
a whole
podcast, anything.
There's a whole chapter about the player. There's a whole game. Like,
but not the podcast.
I don't know if I mentioned the podcast. I may in passing. I don't recall.
Do you mention Hoff at all in the book?
I don't think so.
Jeez.
But I don't think so.
This poor guy works so hard.
All right, rewrite the whole thing.
No, Tiki, and what a lot of people don't see is right before show, Evan will come. Hoff, can you stay up till 12:30, 1 in the morning, and make sure you hit record? The guy does everything, never sees his family forever. He can't get a thank you?
So I should feel bad about this?
Yes.
Yeah. Is Pete Hoffman still here by chance?
He just left.
Oh, he did leave?
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows about this.
Well, now he does.
No,
he's
not. I made him very aware.
Oh, you did?
I did.
What was his reaction?
I could tell he was disappointed, but he was like, that doesn't bother me. And I said, yes, it does. I said, I just don't want
to. Why are you rubbing it in?
Because I approached him and I said, listen, there's going to be an uncomfortable moment between us. Evan's book is coming out. He has acknowledgments. I am mentioned, which is great. You are not. And I just want to tell you, I believe you should be mentioned before me.
Why would you do that?
And I don't want anything coming between me and Pete.
Why would you even add that, though? You made it worse by saying that. Why did you even say that? Why'd you say anything?
Because I wanted to make it worse.
Oh, so you did this on purpose?
Yeah. Remember when you took down the A-Rod banner for 2 weeks?
Oh, jeez. Well, Pete, if you're listening, I apologize.
What about your former producers, Ernie Acosta and Dove Kramer? You stared at those two guys for 10-plus years. They can't get a blurb?
Jeez. Now I'm getting hammered.
Now he's just piling on.
Yeah, piling on. Now I feel bad. What if I give them a
sign?
Actually,
now you should start to get defiant.
And say, screw you?
Yes.
Hey, Logie, screw you, man.
Yes.
I didn't want to acknowledge Dove Kramer.
It's your book. You can do what you want.
It's my book. I'll do whatever I want.
I love Mark Chernoff, but what the hell did he have to do with this? Nothing.
What about Spike?
He definitely had nothing to do with it.
He's leaving.
Beyond nothing to do with it.
Should I have acknowledged Giannotti? Because he's actually featured in the book.
Yes.
There's a few chapters in which he is mentioned, including an X-rated story. No, hold on. Let me clear that up.
Where's that? Where's my office?
Let me clear that up. Gio did not do anything X-rated. He was describing something X-rated to make me smile. And it was very much appreciated. That's all it was. He didn't do
Giannotti
nothing.
Would eat me out.
Oh, hey. Hey, I misspoke. Anyhow, the book, what's it called again? Oh, yeah, My Meds Bible. It's on sale April 2nd. You can pre-order it now on Amazon.
Buy the book.
Thank you. I also have to do an audio book of this.
Yeah.
And that means I have to read 22
remember
hours.
We were talking about that last week?
Yes.
They actually picked him to do his own audio book. It's
going
to take him 24 hours.
Yes, I look forward to that. We'll come right back with your telephone calls, 877-337-6666, including the fact that I think it's obvious. Madison Square Garden is the number one arena stadium to go to. It's not even close. Citi Field, Yankee Stadium, fair competition. MetLife dead last. Get to some hoops coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, including the concern over the piling up injuries that is hitting the New York Knicks over the last few weeks. Plus, at 5:30, the debut of something we will do every day until opening day.
Starting today?
Kind of started yesterday, but today it's official.
Accidentally yesterday, now it's officially.
Accidental, now official, yes. 5:30 today, you will hear a random John Sterling home run call to get you excited for the start of the season. Every day, 5:30, like clockwork. You will hear that call to excite you because we are a month away. We are a month away from this season starting. The Yankees obviously doing it in Houston against the Astros. The Mets doing it at Citi Field against the Milwaukee Brewers. The Mets opening the season against the Brewers and closing the season against the Brewers. A David Stern special,
coincidence?
If you will. I'll go with coincidence, yeah.
But no, it's not coincidence. That's intentional.
Why would it be that intentional? Who needs Brewers in our lives?
There's no way that is not intentional.
Well, here's the problem. Here's why it's not. Because baseball does such a terrible job. They released the freaking schedule in June the year before.
Yeah, but we knew David Stearns was going to run the Mets like 3 years ago.
That's right.
It was obvious for a while.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe not coincidental? All I know is get me to that last series mattering. If you're telling me those games matter, I sign for that today. Let's go to Duke calling from Edison. What's up, Duke?
Yeah, you talk about stadiums. I think MetLife should be number one. You tailgate there. And
come on.
It's better, and you can't tailgate at Madison Square Garden.
Duke, yeah. I mean, from a tailgating standpoint, you're not wrong. Right?
Okay, that's one aspect of that stadium.
But I think is it the only one you can?
Well, you can tailgate at Citi Field. You could tailgate in some of the individual parking lots.
But do you?
Yes.
I haven't been to
Duke, with all due respect, I respect your opinion. You sound like a great guy. That is horse bleep. Mm. No one in their right mind feels MetLife Stadium.
What's the tailgate like at Citi?
I mean, it's fun. I'm not saying. Look,
who's been? You been?
I've tailgated. But it's more in the nature of the sport. Okay, a football tailgate's different.
What trumps?
I mean, it's football.
The football.
The football. Right. But it's the nature of the sport.
I think it's what's important to you.
Okay,
clearly,
but Tiki,
Duke cares about tailgating.
Tiki.
He cares about going 5 hours early.
That's fine.
Having some pops, cooking some steaks, watching on massive television screens.
Okay.
And there's walking into the game and having a good time.
That's great, but there's 100 different things that may make you love a stadium.
Yes.
Or an arena. Your experience. I went through my experience the other night at the Garden and what meant a lot to me. Parking, the paninis, the easy access. I get all that. MetLife Stadium has one thing that's good. One thing.
Yeah.
Literally one.
Right.
And that is tailgate.
The parking and the exiting is not good.
Everything else about that place sucks. There's nothing else that's good about it. Like, I'll give you another example. Nassau Coliseum, the old one. The barn. Like, we all loved
never,
it as
never,
a...
Never went there.
You never went
never
there?
Never went there.
That's crazy to me. So
far.
That's fine. They had tailgating.
For some of us.
Yeah,
and
true.
They had real good tailgating at Nassau Coliseum. Right, guys?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. We've all experienced it. Great tailgating. And the arena rocked. It moved. It was the barn. We all love the barn. There's nobody in their right mind that would say overall stadium experience, Nassau Coliseum was number one. It never was. Was it our arena? Yes. Was it our dump? Yes. Was it our home? Yes. But, dude, it had... You couldn't go to the bathroom at Nassau Coliseum.
But there's a big difference between Nassau Coliseum and MetLife Stadium. I can't believe I flipped like this on MetLife.
I know.
It is
a year ago. You were so anti-MetLife.
It totally has a boring outside curb appeal to it. Yeah. But the parking is massive. If I lived in Jersey, I'm sure I'd appreciate it more because it wouldn't take me 3 hours to get home.
I get home quickly.
And inside, the concourses are massive. It's easy to get a beer. There's so many bathrooms. I think MetLife gets a bad rap because we could have done so much more with the money, but it doesn't make it actually a bad building.
Jeez, what's wrong with that? You also have to compare it to the modern NFL stadiums, and when you do that, it's dead last.
It's not only dead last when you compare it to modern NFL stadiums. Compare it to the other stadiums we have, such as Yankee Stadium and Citi Field, it's actually an abomination. Like, that's how bad
it is.
It's
not an abomination.
No, it really is. It's horrific.
You got to go to more
games.
What's
the worst part about it for you?
Everything. Okay, you know what?
Because the thing that bothers me most about MetLife is the lack of character.
I think that is a great, great point.
Because you go to some of these other places, like Jerry World, like you know you're in Dallas.
Even
like
Gillette with New England.
Right.
The Link with the Eagles.
You know where you are.
Yeah, yeah.
MetLife could be in Idaho. And you'd be like, okay.
I agree with that.
It's got absolutely no... I agree with that. Every negative thing I will agree with. But if you want to give me the number one, I experienced it last Saturday, actually. I went to American Dream.
Mm.
Now, you guys aware of American Dream?
I am.
You guys familiar with this place? I had never been to American Dream. I saw it sit
there.
That's
actually pretty cool.
Dude, it's badass.
It's actually
It is,
awesome.
Like, amazing. I got to tell you, I can't put that place over enough.
It's the second Mall of America.
It really is. It may be better than the real Mall of America, which I've been to. Highly overrated. Yeah. So
there's a roller coaster in there.
So they have like three of them at American Dream. They also have a water park. So you raise me a roller coaster, I'll raise you with 10 other things. The only thing that Mall America has, which Lugio mentioned, is that it hosted the first ever WCW Monday Nitro.
Yes, it did.
So until American Dream hosts a Raw.
Which it will
or
not.
An AEW
which
Dynamite.
It will not.
Which it may. You
no,
never
it
know.
Will never.
It doesn't have that character. But
no.
As I was pulling up, and I actually said this on the air with Beningo, because Joe called me up at 9 a.m. He said, hey, you want to pop on a Saturday show? And I said, I'm going to the American Dream, but I'd do anything for you. Yeah. You got it. So unfortunately, I went on at the top of the show, and I lost cells immediately. But early on in our conversation, I said, Joe, I'm driving past MetLife Stadium right now. It is such a dump. Just looking at it bothers me. So I didn't even go to a game Saturday. I literally went to American Dream, and just glancing over at it bothered me. It made me physically ill. So when you ask, hey, what's your least favorite part about it, I'll start with looking at it.
Yeah. But at night, when it's lit up green or blue, depending on the, it does sparkle.
Okay.
You could counter this with the Garden because they have two teams, but maybe the lack of personality is because you have two teams in the building and they should probably have their own stadium with their own personality.
Yeah, but I think you're right to an extent.
Because I didn't like Giant Stadium either.
Right. I think that's why they did it, because they're sharing teams.
Right.
Like, they couldn't make it like the old Giant Stadium where it was clearly Giant Stadium and Jet fans and Jet members organization are upset that you're playing in Giant Stadium. So it's like they intentionally made it benign. And it's just like, that frustrates me. Because every other stadium, every other new stadium, it's like, man, this thing is amazing. Remember we were talking about SoFi, the other one in Los Angeles with the Rams and the...
That is SoFi.
That's SoFi, yeah. It's like, it's indoor, but it's outdoor.
Yeah.
It's like there's an umbrella sitting
that's
over top
of it. That's a character trait.
It's just such a cool concept and idea.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
No, we have nothing. It's horrible. It's why it's dead last amongst the stadiums in this area.
Yeah.
The
turf sucks.
Yeah. Let's go to Scott in Mount Olive. How are you, Scott?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, dude?
Before I get to my point, Tiki, I'm a lifelong Giants fan. Much respect to you as a player and even more as a broadcaster.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Scott.
All right, Evan. I'm a Yankees, Giants, Knicks, Devils fan.
Okay.
We have nothing in common.
We've got nothing in common. You're right.
We got a lot in common, me and you, Scott.
Yeah, you guys do. The only common we have is we breathe oxygen. That's all we have. Yes.
Well, we have this in common. We're both going to be in a suite at the Brooklyn Nets game on Tuesday night.
Nice. Wait a second. That's the charity we did for Hunger Thon. Are you telling me that as a non-Nets fan, you bid and won the suite?
That is correct.
Now,
that's awesome.
I want to say,
who are you playing? Who are they playing?
The Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay.
I want to say thank you. Obviously, it's for a great cause, and I look forward to that evening. I'm very excited. May I ask you why, as a non-Nets fan, you decided, hey, I'm going to bid on this?
To be honest with you, it was for my kid, who now he's got to work. He can't go, but I've got 7 like-minded guys coming with me, so we're going to have a good time.
All right. That's all that matters. Well, I look forward to it. Can I ask you a very important question?
I have a request.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Give me your request first. Yes.
So you're going to color the beard starting next week, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Oh, man.
Will you color the beard white for me with navy blue pinstripes?
Oh. Well, first of all, that is up to Loogie, Sean, and Tiki want my beard colored.
Now we have to do that.
If they're going to honor your request, I will do such. I do have a question for you, though. I've been given, as the guy that goes to the game with you, an extra ticket. Would you prefer... Now, I can't put Tiki on the spot because he probably has better things to do.
What day is this?
It's a Tuesday night. It's next Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Tiki did say he was going to go.
Are you coming?
You asked him.
That's right. In fairness to Tiki, I asked him in November. So I don't know if he could still go. Tiki is the first option. No offense to the guys. But if Tiki can't go, would you prefer Loogie or Sean?
I thought you were all going to be there, but it doesn't matter to me.
Oh, wow. You know what? Let's get the extra tickets. Let's make sure everybody's there.
Yeah, right.
I want to give Scott his money's worth. If you want everybody, I'm going to get you everybody. You want everybody?
I love it.
We're delivery. Tiki, cancel your plans.
I don't think I have any.
Oh, here we go.
Perfect.
Boys' night out.
All right, we just got to make sure we have tickets.
We're set with 7 of Scott's maniacs. All right, Scott. Well, we'll see you Tuesday. I look forward to it, man.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to the pinstripe beard.
That's what he cares about, this dopey pinstripe beard. All right, you guys got to clear your schedule because he did win a charity event. If you guys remember at Hungerthon, this is like a yearly tradition now. You can bid on a suite at a Brooklyn Net game, and I attend. I join you. But now he gets the full package, assuming all of you guys are in. Are you in, Loogie?
I am in. I'm on the air till 7:20. I will be there after I'm off.
That's fine. You can be a little bit late. Sean, are you in?
My students will enjoy a quicker class. I can get there. Probably won't make tip. But
that's right.
So we'll go together, me and Sean.
All right. And Tiki's in. Are you in?
Making sure I have nothing.
He's going to a schedule.
Yeah, he's out.
No, I'm not going to my schedule. I'm not going to my schedule. I'll write my wife.
The fact that Tiki Barber is going to be dragged to a second Brooklyn Nets game is like...
But it is the 76ers, so it, I mean, yeah, they stink right now.
Without Joel Embiid.
Right, that's right. I didn't even think about it. So you're right. It could be a terrible game.
Well, no, it's not going to be a terrible game. It's going to be a fun game because we're there hanging out.
I mean, our suite will be fun.
That's what matters.
I'm talking about the action on the court.
I just hope that our company, you know, came through with the food and the suite. Like, came up big. You know, this guy won a charity event. All right, let's make sure we got it. We got it flowing. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, the disappointment in his voice when he thought, oh, my God, it's only Evan.
I know he wanted all of you.
And he'll get all of us.
It's got to make you feel good. It's got to make you feel good.
I remember this?
Because, how do you not remember? It was November. November was
a long
time ago.
No, I remember the hungathon thing, but I don't remember, like, what was given...
So we did.
I don't remember any of it.
You don't remember the auction item of a suite to a Brooklyn Nets game, and you threw it in. You were like, Scott's right. You threw in, I'll come too.
Right, and I'm sure I said I'll come.
Yeah.
I mean, of course I'll come.
Yeah, you better come now.
If I don't have anything going on with my wife, I'm definitely coming.
Damn right. But we got to watch Nets Sixers. They want to watch with me. They want to watch with Tiki Barber.
Worst case, give Rondé a call, and he'll pretend he's you. And we're good.
No, I should be good.
Could he pull
There's
that
nothing
off?
On my schedule.
If you couldn't come, and Rondé shows up.
Rondé's a jerk.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Ryan in Jersey City. How you doing, Ryan?
Hey, guys. First off, just want to say, Tiki, massive fan. Thanks for everything you did in Blue Man. You're incredible on the radio.
Appreciate
Super articulate. So just want to say thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
Huge fan. First off, I just got to say, MetLife, it's not even a question. By far the worst stadium. I mean, I remember Joe Buck saying on a broadcast, it looks like a giant AC unit. And that's really what it is.
Holy crap, it does. So true.
I'm from Long Island. Take me 4.5 hours to get there. My dad used to be so pissed driving there. He used to leave even more pissed, sit in the traffic. it looks terrible. And not even to mention, I mean, being a giant, it's a giant stadium, really. Just a championship storied franchise. I mean, it just feels tainted every time a Jet game happens there.
I got to tell you, Ryan, I feel the exact same way. And I think there's a lot of Jet fans who feel that way, that it's not our stadium and never will be.
What is it now? 11, 12 years, 13 years old? Was it the 11th season?
2010 was the first season. 2009 is when Giants Stadium closed, because obviously the last game was Jets-Bengals on that Sunday night that clinched the playoff spot.
The problem is it's too young to tear down.
No, it's not. You know how quickly they tore down Turner Field? It only took like 20 years.
Yeah, but we're not even close to that. We're 7 years from that.
Okay, let's start now.
6 years from that.
Start now. Let's get the process going. You're talking about.
But the only way it would ever happen is if the Jets did their own thing.
I happen to agree with
and
you.
Maybe they should.
They definitely should.
But
the only concern I have, because I want to be fair about this, whenever we have this conversation about the Jets belonging on Long Island or belonging in Queens or just belonging somewhere else, I want to be fair to the fact that there has now been a generation of people, including myself, who have grown up with the New York Jets as a Jersey team.
Yeah.
And I know that's foreign to some of the older Jet fans because you think of Shea Stadium. And even I think of Shea Stadium just because I've been told about it, not because I experienced it. So for me to say they belong on Long Island, while that does mean a lot to many, many people, I respect that there are a lot of Jersey Jet fans who are like, yo, I grew up and they're a Jersey team. But in my mind, I still think of them as a team that should not be playing in the state of New Jersey. No
but
offense.
I think about I wonder what the percentage of Jet fans in New Jersey relative to the total, right? Total Jet fans, what's the percentage that are Jersey versus those that are...
It's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I still think it's more so Long Island.
Yeah, because much of Jersey was Giants for so long.
Yeah.
Right? So even though, I mean, look, they're in Florham Park, but there's... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't feel like they're in Florham Park.
If you pulled, and jokes aside, because I know it's an easy joke to make about how there are no Brooklyn Nets fans or Nets fans, but if you pulled those that exist, myself and others, and said, where are you from? Do you realize that the majority of people would still be New Jersey?
I believe it, because like they were here for so long.
Because they were the New Jersey Nets, and most people didn't just give up on them when they moved to Brooklyn. It takes a generation. Mm-hmm. Now, 20 years from now, if I ask that same question, wins or losses don't even it matters, but it's not the end-all, be-all. But 20 years from now when you ask that question, it'll be a little different.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's a kid growing up right now in Brooklyn who's like, I'm a root for the team with the name on the front of the jersey.
Mm-hmm.
That represents my borough, but that takes time. So I think that number has evolved with the Jets over the years. because it's been, dude, it's been a generation. They moved to New Jersey in the 80s.
Right. It's a long time.
It's been a long-ass time. We'll get to your calls. Plus, the New York Knicks are facing a potential crisis. Is Jalen Brunson hurt, or is Jalen Brunson getting maintenanced? Something that the Knicks have not been a part of over the last few years, but is a big, big part of the NBA. We address it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.